Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India and Japan have created roadmap for the next decade with emphasis on investment, innovation and technology. Asserts both countries are committed to a free, open, prosperous and rule-based Indo-Pacific. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba says Tokyo and New Delhi need to take advantage of each other's strengths to gain solutions to challenges. India's GDP registers a growth of 7.8% in the first quarter of financial year 2025-26, highest in 5 quarters. Government extends ECHS facilities for officer cadets medically boarded out from military training. 5 people killed and 11 missing following heavy rainfall in Rudraprayag, Chamoli and Bageshwar districts of Uttarakhand. And in Asian Shooting Championship, Indian trio of Gurpreet Singh, Raj Kanwar Singh Sandhu and Ankur Goyal bags team gold in 25 meters center fire event in Kazakhstan. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and Japan have created a roadmap for the next decade with investment, innovation, economics, security, technology, people and regional cooperation at its core. He highlighted that special emphasis will be placed on strengthening ties between small and medium enterprises as well as startups of both nations. Inviting Japanese companies to make in India and make for the world, Mr. Modi announced that India and Japan have set a target of 10 trillion yen in Japanese investments in India over the next 10 years. He was addressing a joint press conference after the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo alongside his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba.
आज हमने अपने स्पेशल स्ट्रेटेजिक एंड ग्लोबल पार्टनरशिप में एक नए और सुनहरे अध्याय की मजबूत नींव रखी है हमने अगले दशक के लिए एक रोडमैप बनाया है हमारे विजन के केंद्र में इन्वेस्टमेंट इनोवेशन इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी एनवायरमेंट टेक्नोलॉजी हेल्थ मोबिलिटी पीपल टू पीपल एक्सचेंजेस एंड स्ट्रेट प्रीफेक्चर पार्टनरशिप ये प्रमुख बातें हैं.
Prime Minister Modi announced that an action plan will be created for human resource exchange over the next 5 years. Both sides will encourage the exchange of 5 lakh people from different sectors between India and Japan. As part of this, 50,000 skilled Indians will actively contribute to Japan's economy. Further institutionalized cooperation between Indian states and Japanese prefectures will be a key focus, opening up new avenues in trade, tourism, education and cultural exchanges. The Prime Minister said that India and Japan are committed to a free, open, peaceful, prosperous and rule-based Indo-Pacific. He added that both countries share common concerns about terrorism and security, particularly in the areas of defense and maritime security.
भारत और जापान एक फ्री ओपन पीसफुल प्रॉस्परस एंड रूल्स बेस्ड इंडो पैसिफिक के प्रति पूरी तरह से प्रतिबद्ध है आतंकवाद और साइबर सिक्योरिटी को लेकर हमारी चिंताएं समान है डिफेंस और मैरिटाइम सिक्योरिटी से हमारे साझे हित जुड़े हुए हैं हमने निर्णय किया है कि डिफेंस इंडस्ट्री और इनोवेशन के क्षेत्र में आपसी सहयोग को और सशक्त किया जाएगा.
Prime Minister Modi said that Japanese technology and Indian talent form a winning combination. While work is underway on the high-speed rail project, he noted that under the Next Generation Mobility Partnership, rapid progress will also be made in sectors such as ports, aviation and shipbuilding. He added that India welcomes the agreement between ISRO and the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, JAXA, for cooperation in the Chandrayaan 5 mission. Mr. Modi further said that the India-Japan partnership is rooted in mutual trust, reflects national priorities and is shaped by shared values and beliefs. Together, he emphasized, both nations carry a common dream of peace, progress and prosperity for their people and for the world.
India and Japan partnership is rooted in mutual trust, reflects our national priorities and is shaped by our shared values and beliefs. Together, we carry a common dream of peace, progress and prosperity of our peoples and for the world.
Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba said that India is bringing transformation to the world. As Japan and India strengthen their relations, he emphasized that both countries should leverage each other's strengths to find solutions to shared challenges and support one another. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba exchanged the joint statement, the long-term vision document on bilateral relations, and the joint declaration on India-Japan security cooperation before addressing the press. Several key agreements were also exchanged between the two countries, including the Memorandum of Cooperation between the Ministry of External Affairs of India and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Japan, the Memorandum of Cooperation on the Japan-India Digital Partnership 2.0, and the Joint Declaration of Intent on Clean Hydrogen and Ammonia. Talking to media on Prime Minister Modi's two-day visit to Japan, Foreign Secretary Misri said that Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba discussed the regional and global situation, and it was clear that in the midst of considerable geopolitical flux, the ties between India and Japan remain a pillar of stability in the international system. The Foreign Secretary informed that both leaders today exchanged a joint vision for the next decade. This is a 10-year strategic roadmap in economic and functional cooperation between the two sides.
The objective and the ambition of this visit has been to infuse much higher levels of aspiration and momentum into our special strategic and global partnership. And this summit has been about greater ambition, a stronger and clearer vision, and a reaffirmation of the strength of the all-important India-Japan partnership.
India's real gross domestic product, GDP, is estimated to grow by 7.8% in April to June quarter of financial year 2025-26 at a five-quarter high. We have a report.
According to the quarterly estimates of GDP for the first quarter of the current fiscal released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation today, nominal GDP has witnessed a growth rate of 8.8% during the same period. Agriculture and allied sectors have seen real gross value added GVA growth rate of 3.7% as compared to the growth rate of 1.5% registered in the quarter one of last financial year. In the first quarter of financial year 2025-26, among secondary sectors, manufacturing is estimated to grow at 7.7%. And construction at 7.6%. Government final consumption expenditure bounced back, registering staggering 9.7% growth rate in nominal terms, over the growth rate of 4% in quarter one of the last fiscal, with reports of Ayushian Antakha Jigyasa for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Speaking to Akashwani News, economic expert Chishir Sinha said the 7.8% growth in the first quarter was mainly driven by the strong performance of the services and manufacturing sector.
7.8% GDP growth in April-June quarter has really surprised everyone. It is highest after fourth quarter of fiscal year 24. Many of them were expecting 7% growth, but 7.8% is a really good one, and that is mainly on account of manufacturing and services sector growth. There are some other positives too. One is, of course, that private final consumption is seeing a growth of 7-8%, and government is spending is around 10%.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The government has approved the extension of the Ex-Servicemen Contributory Health Scheme ECHS facility. The scheme facilitates officer cadets who are invalidated from training on medical grounds attributable to or aggravated by military training. The ministry has taken this measure to reaffirm its commitment to the dignity and well-being of the armed forces. The Ministry of Defence has said that this measure is applicable to cadets who have been medically boarded out prior to completion of training and is also extendable to future similar cases. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today hailed Gulab Borbora as a visionary socialist leader, freedom fighter and chief minister of Assam while launching his year-long birth centenary celebrations at Guwahati. describing Borbora as Assam's first non-Congress chief minister who worked for the welfare of the masses, Mr. Shah lauded his brief yet impactful tenure that saw the establishment of several key institutions. A book on Borbora's life was also unveiled at the event.
मतदाता सूचियों का सघन जांच उनके मुख्यमंत्री काल में हुआ 126 में से 70 विधानसभाओं के मतदाता सूचियों की जांच हुई और उस जमाने में इतने संसाधन और इलेक्ट्रोल रोल कंप्यूटराइज न होने के बावजूद 36,780 अवैध घुसपैठियों को मतदाता सूची से बाहर निकालने का काम गुलाब बरबोरा और अगर कोई असम आंदोलन की नींव ढूंढेगा तो यही मतदाता सूची शुद्धिकरण से निकले.
5 people have died due to heavy rainfall in Rudraprayag, Chamoli and Bageshwar districts of Uttarakhand, while around 11 people are reported missing. Life has been severely disrupted in these districts due to continuous rain and landslides. More details from our correspondent.
In Chamoli district's Dewal Tehsil, 2 bodies were recovered from the Mopata village, while in Bageshwar district, Kapkot Tehsil, 2 bodies were recovered from the Posadi village. In Rudraprayag district's Jakholi area, 1 casualty has been reported. Reports indicate that 8 people are trapped under debris in Chenagard village of the same district. Additionally, 3 people are missing in Kapkot as well. Search operations are underway to locate all missing persons. In the Bura Kedar area of Tehri district, heavy rainfall has caused severe damage. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami held a high-level meeting on disaster management today in Dehradun. He directed the affected areas district magistrate to ensure the prompt provision of all essential services in the affected areas. The chief minister stated that the government stands with the disaster victims and is making every possible effort to normalize the situation.
पूरी सरकार हम सभी लोग उन आपदा पीड़ितों के साथ है. आज हमने समीक्षा की है, हर संभव सभी को सहायता करने के लिए कहा है, राहत बचाव कार्य को तेजी से करने का और रिस्पांस टाइम कम से कम हो उसके लिए सभी जिलाधिकारी एसटीआरएफ एनडीआरएफ सबको अलर्ट मोड में रखा गया.
द नेसेसरी स्टेप्स आर बीइंग टेकन बाय द एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन टू प्रोवाइड पॉसिबल असिस्टेंस टू द अफेक्टेड पीपल एंड टू शिफ्ट देम टू सेफर लोकेशन. साक्षी सिंह, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, देहरादून.
Meanwhile, spell of heavy monsoon rains continues in Himachal Pradesh, badly affecting the normal life. Due to heavy rainfall, 2 national highways and 914 roads in the state are blocked for traffic. In Chamba district, efforts are going on at war footing to safely rescue the pilgrims stranded on the Mani Mahesh Yatra route. On to sports. In hockey, India started their Asia Cup campaign on a winning note with a thrilling 4-3 victory over China in Rajgir. More from a correspondent.
Amid the humid and sultry weather in Rajgir, the Indian team delivered an excellent performance today against China. In today's match, India displayed both aggressive and defensive game, but the performance of the Indian captain was particularly remarkable. It was Harmanpreet Singh who stole the show and earned the cheers from spectators at the home turf in Rajgir. Captain Harmanpreet Singh hat-trick steered the host team to victory in a nail-biting match, which was full of uncertainty till the last quarters. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Rajgir.
Indian pistol shooter Gurpreet Singh came up with a commanding performance for the second day in a row to help the country win the team gold in the 25-meter centerfire event of the Asian Shooting Championship at Shymkent in Kazakhstan today. A day after, he won the 25-meter standard pistol individual gold. The 37-year-old army shooter, along with Rajkavar Singh Sandhu and Ankur Goyal, secured another big win in centerfire, clinching gold with an aggregate score of 1,733 points. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India and Japan have created roadmap for the next decade with emphasis on investment, innovation and technology. Asserts both countries are committed to a free, open, prosperous and rule-based Indo-Pacific. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba says Tokyo and New Delhi need to take advantage of each other's strengths to gain solutions to challenges. India's GDP registers a growth of 7.8% in the first quarter of financial year 2025-26, highest in 5 quarters. 5 people killed and 11 missing following heavy rainfall in Rudraprayag, Chamoli and Bageshwar districts of Uttarakhand. And in Asian Shooting Championship, Indian trio of Gurpreet Singh, Rajkavar Singh Sandhu and Ankur Goyal bags team gold in 25-meter centre fire event in Kazakhstan. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.